Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 11th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Kiddushin, Perek, Rishon, Mishnah, Dalet. Our Mishnah is going to talk about ways in which you can acquire an animal. There are three ways in which one can limit acquire chattels. Hagbah, lifting. Meshicha, dragging to one to a property. And Masira, handing something over. Hagbah involves the buyer picking up something and lifting it up three tefachim, about 24 centimeters in the air, as a kinyan. Others say it's enough one tefach to lift it up. That's 8 centimeters. Meshicha involves taking the object from one place to another. And with an animal, if, for example, you don't even have to drag it, you just call it and it moves. And it moves. If you hit it with a stick and it runs in front of you, as soon as it's moved both the front foot and the back foot, that's already acquiring it. That's called Meshicha as well. Masira, how would Masira be involved? Masira would be, let's say, the seller hands it over to the buyer by the saddle, by the reins, by the hair, or that would be called another way of acquiring it. Now, these three have different applications. Now, when something can be fairly easily lifted up, then that's the only way you can acquire it. Hagbah. That's the best kinyan, the strongest kinyan. And not meshicha, not masira, not by pulling it over into a rishus, into a property, or by handing it over. But things which are not so convenient to lift up, then one can use the second method, which is meshicha, which is to drag it along, bring it into another property, or as in the case of the animal, to make it move front leg and back leg. Now, there are certain things that even meshicha can't be done. You can't very well drag it. For example, if a person wants to buy a ship or a huge cupboard, these things can be acquired by handing them over. Handing them over, like the rope of a ship, handing over the part of the cupboard or something that's from the cupboard. These things can be done with masira. Masira is for very large objects. Now, they're also different, these three methods, in terms of where, which place they can be used. For example, hagbah, lifting up, the most powerful kinyan, that acquires the buyer, the object, anywhere. Doesn't matter where he is, even in the property, even if he's standing on the property of the seller. Meshicha, pulling something along, can only be acquired in a simto. Simto means a little corner. A corner close to the Shusarabim. It's not really a public area. Or a chotzer that's jointly owned, a yard that's jointly owned, then that meshicha will work there. If one drags the animal there or one drags the item there, that'll be kind of there. Mesira, however, handing something over, can only be done in either a public domain, Shusarabim, or in a chotzer in a yard that does not belong to any of them. Says the Mishnah, Behema Gasa. A large animal, like a cow. Nignes b'mesira, that will be acquired by mesira. Mesira means the owner's handed over to the buyer by the reins or by the hair. And that's because hagbah and meshicha are not really very convenient to do with a large animal. Very difficult to lift and even to push it along. It can be a big bother. V'haddako, what about light or small animals, like a lamb or a goat? They can be acquired by hagbah, by lifting. People can, since it's a custom, it's not hard to lift it, and therefore you cannot use meshicha and masira on small animals like a lamb or a goat, as we explained before. Anything that normally is done by hagbah, by lifting, can only be done and acquired by lifting. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Loza. These are the words of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Loza. V'chachamim emrim, the chachamim say, behema daka niknes b'mshicha. A small animal can be acquired b'mshicha by dragging along. Because the chacham hold that it sticks its claws into the ground and it's difficult to lift it up. And for that reason, they were lenient with it and they said you can acquire it even with meshicha. The halacha is that both behema gasa, whether it's a large animal or a small animal, it can be acquired with meshicha, with dragging along, and for sure Bhagbar, certainly it can be acquired by lifting it up. Mishnah Hay. Our Mishnah deals with buying real estate and chattels. Karka, real estate, is called in the Lashon of the Mishnah, Nechosim Sheyesh Lemacharayis, properties that have a responsibility, which means that there is a chrais, there is a mortgage can apply in it to pay a debt of their owners. So that if a borrower, for example, has sold his karka, his real estate, and he's got no free cash, nothing free that he can pay from to pay his debt, well, the lender can collect the debt then from the lekuchos, from the people who have bought the real estate, but not chattels. So if the borrower has sold chattels, then metaltalim, the malva, the lender, cannot collect from them at all. We call them nechosim she'ein lemachrais. These are properties that have no lien on them. There is no mortgage that you can put on them. Says the Mishnah, nechosim she'esh lemachrais, any properties that have a lien or have a mortgage can apply to them, like karka, which means karka, basically, real estate. How do you buy these things? How do you buy karka? Niknin bekasset, they can be bought with money. That's one of three methods. That means that the buyer pays the seller and gives him money for the purpose of making a kinyan. And it doesn't matter how much, even a pruta, even a small amount, if it's given with the intention of buying it, he's kinyan. Now, this is in a place where they don't normally write a contract of sale. In a place where they write a contract of sale, then he won't acquire it until he actually writes the shtar, until they actually have a contract of sale. Second method, uvishtar, that is a contract of sale, in which the seller says to the buyer, my field is sold to you. The Gemara says that this is dafka, this is especially when this is only talking about a matana, a gift. Then we say that the karka, that the real estate, can be acquired just with a shtar, with a document. A document that says, transfer title, I hereby sell my property, I hereby give my property to you. But when it's a sale, not a gift, then the buyer must also pay money. He has to pay money. Unless the seller is selling the land because it's of such inferior quality, we call it mechas sodom epnei ra'asa, then the buyer can acquire the property even just with the contract of sale, because the seller is more interested in selling it and he's very happy to give it even if it's basically on a shtar. Now these two methods, kesef and shtar, money and bill of sale or so contract of sale, are learned from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu chapter 32 where it says sodois ba'kesef yiknu. It mentions money and it mentions a document that's signed and written and sealed. And it says this with regard to sodos, buy fields. How do you buy fields? With kasef, with money, or with a sefer, with a document, a bill of sale. Third method, says the Mishnah, uva chazaka. Taking hold of the land. In other words, showing ownership. Where the buyer does something that shows he's living in it already. For example, he closes the door, he closes the fence, he digs a hole. And this is learned from a pasuk in Devarim, Vishrishtemoisa Vishaptimbo. You will inherit it, you will take over it, Vishift Vishaptimbo, and dwell therein. So the Gemara says, how will you, Yerishtemoisa, how will you take it over, Vishaptimbo, by showing bailus, by showing, demonstrating that you're living in it. As we said before, digging the ground, closing the door, closing a fence. This is all properties that have a chareis, that a mortgage or a lien can be placed on them. V'shein l'mechareis, what about properties or things, assets, that you cannot put a mortgage or a lien on it, i.e. metaltalim, chattels? How are they acquired? Einon niknin el b'mshicha. They can only be acquired b'mshicha by dragging them, by pulling them, but not with kasef, not with money, not with a shtar, not with chazaka. Of course, they can also be acquired b'hagbah, by lifting them. And Masira, handing them over, as we learned in the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah only mentions Mashicha because that was the usual thing. That was the usual method how people did things. They picked it up, or they dragged it, and they took it to another property. According to Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara, he says that Minat Torah, money, will acquire chattels as well. And the Mishnah is, when it says you can only use Mashicha, is talking about after the Chachamim made a takana, they made a decree that money will not be buying, money cannot be used to buy chattels. You need to make an actual mashiach. You need to take the object into your property or into an area where a kinyan can be made. And the reason they did that, the reason the Chachamim did not want to rely on just the kinyan of money is because sometimes if a person just pays the money for it and it's in the and the goods haven't been taken yet and they're in the house of the seller or in the property of the seller, if something happens, if there's a fire or something else, the seller may not be so eager to save it because he says, "I've sold it. It's not mine anymore." So to prevent that type of a scenario, the Chacham said, "You've got to actually make a kinyan, take it, lift it, and take it for a kinyan to work." That's why they said money alone won't do it. Now, says the Mishnah further, "Nechasim she'ein la'machrais, properties or assets that have no lien or mortgage applicable to them, niknin, they can be acquired." Im nechasim sheyesh lemacharais, with on the or on the back of properties that do have a lien or mortgage applicable to them, bekesef uvishtar v'chazaka, when those properties are sold or made a kinyan is made over them with money or with a shtar, as we said before, with a document of sale or with chazaka. So if a person sells to his friend his labrok of land and some chattels, he can say, "Please, I want you to acquire the chattels. I want you to acquire the furniture or whatever else that he's selling together with the ground." And once the buyer has made a kinyan on the ground in any of the three ways that we mentioned, kesef or shtar chazaka, then immediately he takes with it the metatlin, the chattels that are being sold. V'zoikikin nechasim she'en lemacharais, esan nechasim she'yesh lemacharais lishav alein. And another interesting thing, halacha, is that properties that have no lien or mortgage applicable to them, i.e. chattels, metatlin, can necessitate or can bring properties that do have a charais, that do have a lien or mortgage applicable, they'll bring them together, lishav aleim, to swear over them. What does that mean? Normally there's halacha, if there's a claim made about real estate, then no, we don't make shvuos, we don't make oaths in relating to such claims. But what would happen if the person, the claimant, was asking not just for land, not just for real estate, he's asking for chattels of the other fellow? Then, because the person, the defendant, has to swear for the metatlin, the chattels, we will put it on him to also swear for the real estate. It's a Gilgul Shavuah of sorts. In other words, it's a one property or one type of asset can pull or schlep the other type of asset, which normally would not be able to be sworn over in its own right, but because it's together with metatlin, with chattels, yes, the claimant can make the defendant swear over it.